get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight if you need help. If you need help. I'll shut down the city lights, I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more if you need help, if you need help. Your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reasons to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you.
Hey, hi. Hello there. Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge. This is Denise, and I am back in jolly old England, missing, in specific order, my mother, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, warmer weather, and the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino. It's true. I don't know if you listened to the last podcast we did. I had Donna with me. We discussed my gambling habits while I was in Florida. I was up very well and then lost it all. But I just want you guys to know, so you don't feel bad, that I redeemed myself on my last day at the casino by hitting 3 jackpots and went home with over 400 and, I don't even know, 80 pounds? Well, no, converted. That was about maybe 300. But 480 American dollars. So I did well. And I'm back here in England, and it's been a little bit of an adjustment period. Back to cooking, back to laundry, back to taking care of the cats, and back to the internet. So I'm here for you on Rainbow Radio FM on My Lesbian Radio. As you know, you can find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and Podbean and Rainbow Radio FM. Plus, we've got clips on SoundCloud.com/MyLesbianRadio. You know, pretty much anywhere there's audio, you'll find us. I am playing for you, Philip Phillips. Gone, gone, gone. Love this song. So pretty much anywhere that you find audio, you'll find us. And, you know, we also have other stuff on the My Lesbian Radio feed, and would love for you to get familiar with Claire Lydon's Lesbian Book Club. This is a monthly podcast where Claire interviews lesbian fiction authors, publishers, editors, and book reviewers from the UK and the US. And I'd like to congratulate Claire on a very happy one-year anniversary with My Lesbian Radio. Your show is kicking ass, and I'm very proud of it. So I don't know if any of you are into that, but it's a fantastic podcast, and Claire's just doing so well that we're actually thinking about doing some live lesbian book club shows. So we're in the process. We want to check out some venues and whatnot and see if we can bring you a couple live ones. I think it'll be fun. What else is going on? Well, you know, as you guys know, I've been dropping little bits of my interview with the Pusscast girls, Heather and Nicole, who do a podcast called The Pusscast that you can find at pusscast.blogspot.com. Very funny stuff. I came across them a while ago. I just adore them. They're super funny. I did probably like an hour-long interview before I went to Florida, and because I was away, I didn't have time. I didn't want to just post the whole thing. I wanted to kind of drop some teasers. So I thought maybe what I would do is in an ongoing series, just drop in little bits of my interview with Heather and Nicole because they're super funny. I highly, highly suggest you check them out if you love to laugh. And that's it. If you like gross stuff, girl talk, funny shit, movie references, It's all in there, and they are super, super funny. So I'm going to play you a little bit more of my interview with Heather and Nicole of Pusscast. Here you go. I wouldn't forget, because I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow. Like,
are you going to say hi to Donna?
I am going to say hi to Donna, have a meal, have a giggle, you know?
So, I mean, I hope I'm not, you know, overstepping myself, but where is Donna?
She, like, went off the grid. Like, she got married in January, and then she was working mega weird hours and crazy, crazy hours, and I know that that was taking up a lot of time, so I didn't put any pressure on her to try and keep a night free, and she spends a lot more time with her granddaughter than she had previously, because, you know, we're getting into, like, the teen years, so she's 11 or 12 now, so she's spending a little more time with her granddaughter, and then she switched to another job. So she is in the learning phases of it. So I don't want to overwhelm her, because I know that she really likes what she's doing now. Like, overwhelming in a good way.
Yeah,
she's working working with the community again, doing, she's working at Centerlink. Yeah, so she's just like, you know, her life has always gotten in the way, and I can never fault her for that, because it's a big life, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I didn't know if, like, a Yoko Ono presented herself and right? broke you guys up. Like,
right? I know, a lot of people ask, like, is everything okay with you guys? Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, because I went stalking. Like, when, you know, when we started... Well, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves if you're going to ask us questions, you know, but like when I decided to stalk because I didn't hear Donna on your podcast. So I'm like, where is she? And then I found articles that just dated back to 2008. It's like, well, where has she been for 7 years?
No, this was just recent. I mean, she was kind of, it was getting difficult before January. It just got difficult. You know, like for the last 5 years or so, she was working really sporadically, like part-time job here, part-time job there. So she had the time. But then when she got full time, you know, it was like crack on, head down, do your job. You know, she is very much like that. She doesn't even text at work.
Really? She needs a new job.
I don't even think she would get in trouble if she did. And the funny thing is she just doesn't think to at work. I almost got fired for emailing back and forth with her, but she doesn't text at work, you know?
I mean, like, sometimes Vortex in my little, in my room, so I have to actually go out to the kitchen to send a text message, and I'll be in the middle of something talking to somebody. I'm like, wait, I got to send this.
Be right back.
To the kitchen when I'm talking to you. So if I get fired, it's your fault.
All right.
Oh, that's funny. So it's all on you, man. It's all on you. She's so quiet. She's so quiet.
You are.
Now I know who the giggler is, who just giggles with everything.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I can't help it. I love life so much. I just giggle at everything.
But I'm the funny one.
So when did you guys, start doing this then? Because
so
I feel like
sorry.
I got 100 to catch up on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Some of them are good. Some of them are
up to that.
I know. It is crazy. Some of them are good. Some of them are, you know, I was like, what are we doing?
You're always funny, though.
Yeah.
That's right. We are awesome.
No, so you, how long ago?
2 years.
Yeah.
Started
in 2013. Are you recording this now? I don't, you know,
yes.
Make sure you're up to speed.
Yes, I'm totally up to speed.
So in one of our podcasts, we explain how
the first one.
Second one.
Oh.
The first one, we were doing the After Ellen, like, women rating. Okay. We're like, okay, well, this is lame. That one kind of fell flat. But the second one, we talked about how we became friends. And I don't know, like, when listening to your podcast, like, you have a huge group of girlfriends that you all hang out with. Like, you're going here, there, everywhere, which is awesome. But, like, in our experience, like, the L word does not exist. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, you don't have a group of friends that you go hang out with and you go have breakfast before you go to work. And
yeah.
Then it's like,
no.
And then you're all hanging out afterwards.
Yeah.
Nicole... I guess, was it you or Sarah that overheard? We were both invited to
a co-worker's
wedding, but they were friends with the groom, and my wife and I are friends with the bride.
Okay.
And we had never met before at all, but I knew that Nicole's wife worked with me. So, but I didn't really know who she was. So I think you might have heard Pauline and I.
Yeah, I saw two women, and they were saying something about getting married. I was like, lesbians!
I'm
so excited.
And what's funny, we even put it on our blog, there's a picture of Nicole basically stalking us. She's kind of like in the foreground.
Circling.
Yeah, the wedding photographer caught me, like,
yep.
creeping, like.
He totally was. Totally.
Yeah.
So then it was like we, you know, at the reception, as you're drinking, you kind of like, oh, hi, we're, they do invitations, her and her wife, as a side business, and they approached us like, oh, do you want invitations? Like, oh, yeah, let's get together, see your work, whatever. And then we decided to plan the double date. It's like, oh, right. So we went, they like Asbury Park because we're at the Jersey Shore. Like, we enjoy Asbury Park. So it's like, let's meet up and we'll see how it goes. And then one thing led to another. And now, like, we all hang out. We're friends, which is great. So in 2013, I had surgery. So I was, you know, out of work for about 6 weeks. So her and I are just texting back and forth like zingers to one another. And we kind of like started doing like a hashtag pussycast. And then it was just like she did a podcast with a friend of hers that didn't really go anywhere.
No, he was really bad at it.
So I'm like, why don't
you? She just dumped it right on him. Did you like? Yeah. He was really bad at it.
Yeah, it was him. Was that you?
He's worse than me.
You're the comedy of this situation. I'm the brains.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where she had the equipment, and I'm like, why don't we just do this? Like, you know, I feel that I think she's really funny. Like, she has one, like, zingers that I am on the floor doubled over laughing. I'm like, the world needs to experience this. So how do we do it? And knowing that the world, you know, no one has time to sit through 2-3 hour podcasts.
Yeah, I gave up on that too.
Right. So it's like, let's find a topic and then let's put a comedic spin on it. And that's what we've done. And some of them run like, or they're 8 minutes and then some are like a half hour. But for the most part, if we feel that, you know, it's flowing and people find it funny, then they'll still listen.
Yeah, it's like, true. It's true.
You know, it's like, you know, in the television business now, where if you don't get hooked on that premiere episode, you're not watching it. It's getting canceled.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah, it's true. They always say, like, every good TV pitch is 3 minutes.
Yeah. Correct.
You know, and every good, like, employment pitch is a minute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get that. It's everybody's, like, got ADD, technology ADD, I think. You just move on. If you don't like something, you just move on, you know? I feel like my life is scrolling Facebook, you know? Yes. And it's like, Trump, Trump, God, Jesus, you know? And I just go until I find, like, funny, you know, funny pictures. And that's all I really want to see is funny pictures. I don't want to see all this other stuff.
Why do you? You should hide those people. That's what
I do. Like, now I'm getting better. I do 10 a day.
Okay.
It's my goal in life to hide 10 people a day. Like, can't. Oh, yeah.
Nice. So what were you going
to
say?
Oh, that's why everyone should listen to number 5 first, because that's our gold episode, I think.
Oh, yes. Podcast number 5.
That's where we started an upswing.
Was that the double-decker cat stroller?
Yeah, that's when we discovered that it's called Vulva.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, first we thought it was a cologne that smelled like a vagina. But then we realized, no, it's a masturbatory aid. And it's from Germany, and we ordered it.
Oh, wait a minute. I have.
Yeah.
Is it tiny and has, like, it's, like bendy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
No, it's, like, it's a scent. It's, like,
oh,
yourself, and it's supposed to smell like a woman.
Ew.
It most certainly doesn't. It does not.
That's a resounding no from you, then?
Yes, no. And it stays with you for a few days.
But when I ordered it, I got stuck in an internet wormhole where Amazon kept telling me other things people had bought. And the very first one was a double-decker cat stroller.
Wow.
That's weird, man. Somebody's, like, walking their cats around and going home, like, sniffing that.
They're sniffing a different kind of pussy. Hey-oh!
So, like, seriously? Did it smell like bad puss or just...
It smelled like we equated it to, like, if you went to the gym and you had a flowery, pad on and then wrung that out.
Oh my god. Extensive detail. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
Your sense of pain
was
like fall by after sweating.
Yeah. Go ahead and buy it.
And it's an actual why would you think anybody would buy that?
It must be someone who's just lives like a hermit in their basement and is never going to be with a woman, I guess. I don't know.
Probably.
I always think that there's somebody out there that goes, let's just see if anybody buys it.
Yeah.
And there you are.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about. Like, there's the factory in Germany. Someone's like, we got one!
Yeah.
totally pulled an Annie Potts from Ghostbusters, and they rang the bell. They're like, "We got one!"
Yeah. Oh my god. That's some of the stuff I find the funniest is like your movie references are spot on. Spot on. Oh, seriously. So you got, you probably, wait, you said you're in, so you're up in New York, right? In yes. New York and New Jersey. How do yes. you end up living across the street from each other? This is so surreal. It's like me and Donna.
Well, it just turned out that, so my wife and I moved down to like the Jersey Shore area about 10 years ago. And I mean, our street's really quiet, but the town is a little bit, it's a blue-collar town. Totally right. fine. Nothing wrong with that, whatever. And it's only what we could afford at that time. Our neighbors, for the most part, are awesome. But there was one neighbor across the street. They were a complete mess. Like, they were doing drugs in their cellar. That's what my one neighbor who lived next door was saying. She's like, they would close the cellar doors and then come out like a big puff of smoke come out.
I was like, going to say, let's not knock them for that. Like, move on. What else? What else?
So they put the house up for sale. And I turned to my wife. I'm like, what would you think if we bought this?
So another meth head doesn't move in.
Yeah. So it's just like, we're trying to control the gayborhood, I guess. And that's what we're calling it.
So you're like the mayor.
Yeah.
You're like the mayor of Gayborhood right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Buying so up property.
Everything fell into place. And, like, what's funny, we had brunch with them, and we're like, hey, if we do this, would you guys be willing to, you know, rent the place? And Nicole's first response was, I don't want to live in your stupid-ass town. Yeah. Like, all right.
There you are. There you are.
Well. Yeah, you did.
We don't want to live near those meth heads.
But then,
I didn't know the meth heads have moved out.
Right. Yet. So then, you know, then they, I guess they thought about it because, you know, they have a newborn. They had a newborn. It's like, wow, you know, they wanted a house and, you know, things, just, it just all worked out. And like, we bought the house, we fixed it up. I mean, we had to completely like gut it and redo it. And just so it turns out, they were cooking meth in the basement.
They leave you a little something, something.
They left a beaker. And no kidding, you can buy a meth test online to test your house for meth.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. I took a video of my wife doing it. She's like, all right, I'm wiping the wall. Now it's like,
oh my god. I feel like I have to watch Breaking Bad now.
It totally was.
Right?
It was like, they had to have like the basement clean, like whatever. But it turned out that they were down for moving in, and it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we go across the street, like, we have dinner, you know.
It's great.
Back and forth. It's awesome. It's really nice. And it makes podcasting a lot easier now.
There's a lot going on in the news, isn't there? Shit. Probably one of the most amusing things I found this week is a story that coming to you from Alabama. At a Walmart in Alabama, they stocked their backwoods hillbilly firearms counter with gun oil lube, thinking it was actually four guns. So, I mean, if you know any homos, then you know this is dick lube, and it's very popular. Dick lube for some anal banging. So I gotta say, nice work, Walmart. And here's what happened when one guy made the awesome discovery while shopping at his local Walmart.
So I'm at Walmart. Nobody's here to help me. I'm looking around. I see this gun oil. I'm like, oh wow. It says water-based lubricant for your gun. Oh, here it is. So, I was like, water-based. That could rust, right? So anyways, I start reading up on it. And this is in Walmart. Let's see here. Long-lasting lubrication with easy cleanup. Glycerin and paraben-free. Wetter, lighter feel than silicone. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds really good. I think my gun would work really good. Wetter. And lighter. And then I see the ginseng and guarana to promote blood flow. I'm like, what? For topical use, apply desired amount to genital areas. Boom! And they got gun oil, H2O, on the counter at Walmart in Florence. They don't even know what they're selling. It's crazy. Get you some.
So Oh, a big mistake there. Oopsie, oopsie, oopsie. I loved it. I love that story. Can't get enough of it. So anyways, the Democratic debate took place on Tuesday, and Hillary and Bernie were all the talk on social media. Hillary's strong statements included, "I'm not just running because I would be the first woman president." Clinton said, "I'm running because I have a lifetime of experience in getting results and fighting for people, fighting for kids, for women, for families, even fighting the odds, and I know what it takes to get things done." Similarly, when asked whether she'd support expanding Social Security as Senator Bernie Sanders does, Clinton said that many widows and single mothers with low incomes are living in poverty and deserve more help. Adding to the list, Clinton also said on Tuesday that she believes in equal pay for equal work for women, and that it's about time we've had paid family leave for American families and joined the rest of the world. Clinton stressed that she's running, quote, "because I think I have the right combination of what this country needs." So that's pretty cool. Meanwhile, over in Clowntown News, Donald Trump live Facebooked the debate, and no one really cared. Because you don't live anything on Facebook, you annoying douchebag. You either live tweet it or you don't do anything. You don't bother people with constant updates on Facebook. God damn it, I hate that. Anyways, so here's some good news for me, personally. Just me. No, here's some good news for me, and it does affect me personally. Ellen DeGeneres is starting a new campaign to get her show to be airing in the UK. Hashtag get Ellie on the telly. So let's make it happen, people. We need a little happiness on the telly over here. And here is Ellen and Sienna Miller discussing just that.
So let's move on to international politics. I found out something that could strain relations between England and the United States. I discovered that my show does not air in England. Obviously, this is unacceptable. To the people of UK, you deserve better. More importantly, I deserve better, which is why I started a campaign to get my show on in England by using the hashtag Get Ellie on the Telly. Right? Thank you all for participating. The movement has really been taking off, and now celebrities are lending their support.
For more than a decade, our country has gone without laughter, without dance, without classic joke Thursday. It is up to us to change the tide. We must band together to end these dark days. Yes, we'll still have fog and rain, but let's create an England that will give us the opportunity to stay inside and watch full episodes of The Ellen DeGeneres Show. It's the right thing to do. Join me and hundreds of others who demand to know what's in the box and if it was epic or failed. Let's put the great back in Great Britain and get Ellie on the telly.
Sienna, thank you so much. What more do we have to do? Whether you're from America or the UK or some other weird country, please help me right this wrong by using the hashtag Get Ellie on the Telly.
Well, I did my part. I tweeted right to Sky TV, Sky Broadcasting, and hopefully we will get Ellie on the telly. It's an important movement for all of us, and I can't think of a better way to start the day. Hopefully it'll be on early, or you know, we'll end up having it on later because we're 5 hours ahead. I don't know. I don't care when it's on. I just hope that we get it. We really, really need it, as you heard Sienna Miller say. So what else is going on? I love this song. A lot of songs that I brought back with me from Florida that are playing on Florida radio, not quite as much over here, but I don't care because I got them with me now. Men's Health Magazine finally announced its cover winner, and unfortunately, we were all pulling for Aidan Dowling, the first trans man to be considered. And with over 72,000 votes, Aiden came in as a runner-up to Tim Boniface, but will still be featured in the much-hyped issue. What I think is pretty cool is that this is the publicity is doing wonders for Aiden, though, in both of his businesses. He's got one called Beefheads Fitness, a YouTube channel for trans people who want to get fit and healthy, and Dowling's online made-to-order clothing company, 0.5cc, which also provides free programs and services to transgender individuals. He also trains other transgender men in his hometown of Eugene, Oregon, where he lives with his wife, Jenny Lee. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it was a pretty heated contest. We were all pulling, but apparently more votes went to Tim. So it's okay. Aiden will still be featured in the magazine, and that's something to be pretty proud of. The nominations for the Ultimate Planet Awards are now open until November 16th, and then voting will begin on December 2nd. So please take a minute to nominate us for Best Radio or Podcast Show. Of course, I'll remind you to vote in December. It's a big deal to us, and we've won it the last couple of years in a row. I know there's not that much competition out there, but I know myself, I nominated Claire's Book Club podcast because I think that is a fantastic show. And the winners will be announced in the spring of 2016 at the Ultimate Planet Awards, a.k.a. the Lesbian Oscars, and that's always a fun event. We'll probably do some live recordings from it. We had a good time last year, and we're sure to have a good time this coming year. Speaking of Planet London, I hope you've been watching She's in London, the brand new LBQ web series shot entirely on location in London, the first of its kind, and it's being distributed by none other than Telofilms.com. It stars musician-actor Miri, comedian-actress Carrie Lee, and a couple of more familiar faces. You'll recognize some of the music, some of the faces. And it's got sex, love, drama, comedy. It all ensues as a popular lesbian bar faces being closed down, and it is rocking a queer neighborhood. So join in that, won't you? Telofilms, still one of our favorite businesses. For online lesbian content, it is like none other. You've got, I don't even know now, probably 16 lesbian web series, most of which are in its second and third seasons. For a small price of $4.99 a month, you have access to Telofilms.com. You've got behind-the-scenes stuff. You've got clips. You've got audio pieces. You have got all the popular lesbian web series right there at your fingertips to watch them whenever is convenient for you. And that is the best part about Telofilms. And again, you can submit your ideas. If you've got a web series, if you've got a script, take a look. You know, if they're behind it, they'll back it. And that's the good part about your membership fee every month goes back into Telofilms so that they're putting out quality stuff over and over again. Good stuff. In web series news, which should be a podcast within itself, a few updates. Australia Starting From Now has announced its fourth season is coming. Also, Wendy Jo Carlton is knee-deep in her crowdfunding campaign for Easy Abby's second season, and they've added Guinevere Turner to the mix, so that's big news. Entangled With You is a popular web series, and that's just released its season 2 finale. Again, that's a pay-per-view type of web series, but that's got a huge following, and they're always on us on Twitter to keep us posted on everything that's happening. Over on Real Television, yes, on Real Television, I said it, whatevs. Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard are back on the People's Couch, Bravo's answer to England's Gogglebox, and they're just as hilarious as ever. You can also catch Julie and Brandi on Real Housewife Brandi Glanville's podcast called Brandi Glanville Unfiltered on podcast1.com. Very funny show. I listened to it the other day, and it just makes me miss those guys even more. It really does. Hardest part about being over here is that I was there for fall season kickoff, and so I got to see the season openers for so many shows. Chicago PD, Nashville, How to Get Away with Murder, Faking It. It was just, like, incredible. And now I'm back here where the lag is. And we're just ending the last seasons of stuff. So I've already seen the season openers. It's a little trippy. But you know what? Either way, it was great to be a part of that hype. And one of the most hyped television shows right now is American Horror Story Hotel. Lady Gaga is killing it. The internet exploded with talk of orgies and some punishing butt stuff to poor Max Greenfield's character. But overall, it looks like Ryan Murphy knows exactly what keeps his twisted audience on its heels. I'm still hardcore crushing on MTV's Faking It because I am in actual love with Rita Volk, who plays Amy. So we are rolling into, like, I think it's episode 5 of season 2, and I'm still hotly committed. Just want to let you know, hotly, hotly committed. If you haven't seen the season opener to How to Get Away with Murder, get busy, people. Famke Jensen plays a sexy new lawyer from Annalise's past, and it's well worth your time. Annalise, Eve, college friends, the 80s, you do the math. You do the math, my friends. Ellen Page and Julianne Moore making the talk show rounds as Freeheld is set to open in theaters nationwide this Friday. And you guys, if you want to find out the whole story behind the movie Freeheld, from the actual women that it's based on to the Oscar-winning documentary that spawned the feature film, then right now, or maybe in a couple minutes, go to www.shemag.com and read my interview with director Cynthia Wade, who directed, produced everything, the documentary that won the 2008 Oscar for short documentary. And this was, Cynthia actually spent time with Laurel Hester and Stacey Andre, the two women. These are actual women that went through this, and unfortunately, Laurel's not with us any longer, but Stacey is. And it's first of all, it's a really important film, and second of all, I really feel like it's going to be an Oscar contender. It's just a reminder of what it was like before our same-sex laws passed in America, and this was the fight that these women had to go through at such a critical time in their relationship, so that Stacey would get Laurel's pension. She was a Ocean City, New Jersey police detective. She wasn't even really out, and she and Stacey were in a relationship when Laurel was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and wanted her pension and her benefits to go to her partner, and the Freeheld union denied her that, and it was quite the fight. So it's again just a constant reminder of what life was like before we had some equality, basically. Really serious stuff. And of course, bring your tissues, go see Freeheld. It's opening nationwide this Friday, and I think everybody should probably have a look, starring Julianne Moore, Ellen Page, Steve Carell, and Michael Shannon. Good stuff, good stuff. So over in music news, Demi Lovato released her new video for Confident, which stars Michelle Rodriguez and Lovato as gangsters who team up against a corrupt U.S. Marshal. Lots of girl fights, lots of slick moves, and another hit for Lovato, whose Cool for the Summer climbed the charts last month. I am digging Demi's lust for the ladies this year. Just gotta say it. But I'll tell you what I'm not digging, and that is Justin Bieber's wang, which was plastered all over the internet last week. I don't need to be seeing that. Seriously. I just don't. Blah, blah, blah. I'm playing glitter ball. Because those were showing too. It wasn't just his wang. Honestly. I don't really get it. I mean, I think he's old enough and smart enough to know that if you're going to prance around buck fucking naked on your balcony where your hot tub is, that, you know, chances are there's going to be photographers that snap a picture of your wang. And so I know you want to shut them all down and sue them all, but I don't know, you're kind of responsible, you know what I'm saying? Hide your shit. Hide your junk. No one needs to see that. So rumor has it that Taylor Swift dumped Calvin Harris because he got a handy J at the Happy Endings Massage Parlor, where he went to release some tension. Harris disputed it by tweeting a threat to sue for defamation, all the media outlets carrying the story. And then Taylor promptly faved his tweet. So the question is, are they on or are they off? And does anyone really care? I don't know about you, but I can just wait for the next single. He got a hand job. Over in Bunny Ranch news, Lamar Odom was found face down in a puddle of snot, unconscious, at a Nevada brothel called the Love Ranch, where he was staying for a few days in their VIP suite. Is anyone really surprised by this news? I mean, the guy's been on a downward spiral since he got involved with the Kardashians. Speaking of which, Khloe and Kim are on their co-way to the hospital to be by his side. Betty's thrilled about that. you know, and more news, the Playboy magazine announced yesterday that it'll stop publishing nude pics in the magazine come 2016. Or maybe not come. I mean, seriously, there's a subscription to let run out, I guess. I mean, geez, I mean, they'll be no better than Redbook. Ugh. Esquire magazine, though, named Game of Thrones actress Emilia Clarke as sexiest woman alive for 2015. And after looking at the pics, you know what? I'm okay with it. I don't watch the show. Didn't really know who she was. Looked at some pictures and thought, you know what? She is hot. I'm good with this decision. So congratulations to you, Emilia Clarke. I'm sure you're sitting at home right now listening to this, thrilled that we're behind you. Honestly, sometimes I sit here doing this podcast and I go, what's it all for? Really, what is it all for? Just basically to keep you guys in the loop with what's going on in case you don't have, I don't know, 18,000 hours to scroll through Facebook and stuff like that. So what else? God, I'm so crampy right now. I can't even tell you. This is like the worst period I've had. And I thought as you get older, your periods don't really, they're not as bad. Maybe they're just kind of like, you know, tapping out as you get older. But no, this is wicked. I mean, I haven't wanted something to end so badly since my last company Christmas party. And this is a killer. So I apologize if I'm not in my usual state. But my God, all the leaves in the world aren't helping. And it's cold. I forgot to mention that. It's cold. It's right now, it's, what is it? 51? No, sorry, 48. It's 48. It's a little cloudy. I came back to a lot of rain the first couple of days, but that's kind of eased up. So I'm back to feeding my menagerie, my pigeons, my squirrels. Everything is status quo in the backyard. I have not seen any foxes, but the squirrels have been quite happy to see me. I won't lie. Okay, I got a little sports news. Not that probably any of you care, especially you, Donna. But in sports news, Maximum. No, sorry. Not Maximum. Maxim, one of the featured dancers from Dancing with the Stars, has outed Hope Solo in the media. Not the way you imagined. Oh, no. Not the way you imagined. Max has gone on record saying that, quote, Hope Solo is a shitty person. Well, that's kind of odd coming from the guy who was reported to have smacked Solo in the face during rehearsals during the season they were paired up. So that's crappy for him to say, in all honesty. So, and again, personal sports news for me, the Buffalo Bills will be coming to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars on October 25th at Wembley Stadium. Current rumor is that Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback, could be sidelined for 2 to 3 weeks with an MCL injury. To further the rumor, the Bills just signed backup quarterback Josh Johnson. Nope, got no idea who he is either. No official word from the Bills camp on Taylor's injury. They will take on the 5-0 Bengals at home at Ralph Wilson Stadium this Sunday. In other news, the Patriots are still cheaters. That's right. The Patriots still cheaters. So what else we got going on? Is that it? Is that basically about it? Remember, folks, tomorrow, October 15th, is Spirit Day. Take a stand against bullying and wear your purple. I will be back again next week. Until then, see you later. I love you. I mean it. Bye-bye. Hey!
shakes me like you do. My best mistake was you. You're my sweet affliction, 'cause you hurt me right, but you do it nice. Round in circles, here we go.
Let me show you how proud I am to be. Trust me, I trust me, I trust me, I.